Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple is expected to introduce new iPad Pro models this year, with previous rumors suggesting that the company had been experimenting with a new all-glass design and wireless charging. 9 to 5 Mac has now learned that while Apple still wants to bring MagSafe to the 2022 iPad Pro, the rumored all-glass redesign may have been scrapped. Sources familiar with Apple's design plans told 9 to 5 Mac that the company is uncertain about using glass on the back of an iPad since it's easier to damage and would make the product more fragile. Using an all-glass design would also make the iPad Pro significantly more heavy. But on the flip side, using an aluminum back like the current iPad Pro makes it difficult to make the device compatible with the MagSafe charger. According to our sources, Apple has developed new iPad Pro prototypes with a larger Apple logo that is made out of glass. So this glass Apple logo would be located on the back of the iPad and be larger than the current Apple logo, and then power could be transmitted using MagSafe through that glass logo. The prototype also has stronger magnets to prevent accidents, and it supports wireless charging with MagSafe at a faster speed than the iPhone. Other tidbits about the new iPad Pro that we can report include a larger battery, a camera module similar to the one from the iPhone 13, and a new processor on the inside. And looking further into the future, 9 to 5 Mac sources say that Apple has been prototyping iPad devices with displays larger than 12.9 inches, something that has also been reported by Bloomberg. We've also learned that the company is considering changing the iPad's visual identity with a notch on the display to make it similar to the iPhone and the newest MacBook Pros. But this change is only experimental and it's unlikely to show up in this year's update. The new iPad Pro with MagSafe charging support is expected to launch sometime later this year. In other news today, it turns out that 2022 might not be the year of Apple's AR/VR headset after all. Bloomberg now reports that Apple is facing multiple hardware and software challenges that could delay the debut of its headset until next year. The report explains that Apple is working against issues with the headset overheating, as well as multiple different challenges with the camera and software. The current state of development is said to risk the headset announcement from happening this June, as internally planned. So it's possible that if Apple isn't able to overcome these issues quickly, the headset might be pushed back until 2023 instead of being announced at WWDC this year. The report explains that many of these problems stem from the challenge of using an M1 Pro processor inside the headset while maintaining comfortable temperatures for the user. But Bloomberg does point out that it's possible that Apple could theoretically preview technical aspects of the headset at WWDC this year, or at least its software capabilities, without announcing or showcasing the hardware itself. And the actual headset could be delayed until the end of 2022 or even later, with the product hitting shelves by 2023. Rounding out today, as COVID-19 cases continue to surge and set new records in the United States, Apple is again adjusting its protocols and requirements for employees. As first reported by The Verge, Apple is now requiring employees to provide proof they received their COVID-19 booster shot or else face frequent COVID-19 testing. Apple announced the changes in an internal email sent to employees this week. The company says that once an employee is eligible to receive their booster, they will have 4 weeks to do so and report it to Apple HR. If they don't get the booster within that 4-week window, the employee will need to take frequent COVID-19 tests to enter a retail store, a partner store, or an Apple office. Furthermore, Apple says that employees who are unvaccinated or those who have not provided proof of vaccination will be required to provide negative COVID-19 rapid tests before entering the workplace, starting on January 24th. In the memo, Apple cited the waning efficacy of the primary series of COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the continued spread of the Omicron variant, as the reasons for these changes. And of course, as always, it's important to remember that many Apple employees are still working remotely. Apple has repeatedly delayed its planned return to office, most recently saying that it hasn't even determined a new date for when this will happen. And Apple continues to stop short of a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for its employees. Instead, the company is giving employees the option of frequent testing in place of getting vaccinated or in place of providing proof of vaccination. But it's unclear whether this will be an option even when the company officially sets a new return to office date. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.